Book of Matthew, chapter number 24. Thought much about the cold and flu season that we live in right now. Seems like everybody you talk to has either had the cold or had the flu or been really, really sick. I know there's a lot of that stuff going around. And seems like at some point of time, whether you've had that this year, many have suffered with a common cold at some point or another. And I tell you, when a feller gets a cold, it makes him feel miserable, does it not? Been a lot of journeys made to the doctor over the common cold. Been a lot of diagnoses issued out by the doctor over the common cold. Been a lot of prescriptions written out by the doctor over the common cold. And a lot of people's missed working days because of having the common cold. Now, everybody has an opinion about the common cold or recommendation about what remedy or what therapy or what help you might get to soothe the symptoms that you have with your common cold. For some people, they recommend this medicine. Some recommend this. But best I can figure out, there is no known cure for the common cold. There's only things out there to help you, to help soothe your symptoms or to try to help you feel better. The question is, this common cold, how did I get it? Somebody says, well, it's contact. And somebody else says, well, it's airborne. I don't know. My biggest thing is not how I got it. It's how can I get rid of it? Amen. And how in the world am I going to suffer through it until I can get rid of it? So I would ask people, what do you think works best? What works best for you? In the book of Matthew, chapter number 24, Jesus gives us some advice how to fight the common cold. And I'm interested in that this morning. In verse number 12, we see Jesus talking about this common cold. He says, and because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. According to verse number 12, there are many individuals and churches that are affected by this common cold. The love of many shall wax cold. It is a common cold. And you know, I've witnessed in my lifetime so many people that got started on fire for God, excited, but yet for some reason, quickly things began to die out. Some chilling breeze came their way, and they died out over the common cold. In fact, I could go to churches, I believe, that used to be on fire for God, but have grown cold. Oh, that God would allow us to have the fervency of heart, and we might love the Lord and not grow cold. Number one, I believe there ought to be a diagnosis of the common cold. Starts with a sore throat. You can't testify. Then you get the temperature. Not necessarily high, but low. Shake hands with you. Fellowship with you. You're cold and clammy. Then you have a little sinus trouble. You can't breathe. Well, in other words, you can't breathe with the Holy Ghost anyway. Amen. Then you get the laryngitis. Can't pray out loud. Then you start a hacking cough. Can't praise the Lord. Won't sing in the choir. Won't sing in the congregation. Won't never work in the Sunday school class or work in the Awana program. You got the common cold. You get body aches, weakness. Certainly when the invitation's given, you ain't going to move up for God. Why not? Oh, I'm cold. I've got the common cold. Now I realize that Jesus is speaking about a different kind of cold. But Jesus does say in verse 12 that there's going to be an epidemic that's going to blanket the entire world in the last days. He says, iniquity shall abound. The word iniquity is the Greek word anomia. It means without law or in violation of the word of God. It is overstepping God's boundary. It is missing the mark. The word abound is plethuno, which means to increase or to multiply. Jesus said in the last days, that iniquity is going to multiply, that things are going to get worse rather than getting better. In the world of today, we've taken prayer out of our schools, the Word of God out of our schools. Most of us have taken the Word of God out of our churches. No longer do they want to have Bible school with a Bible. God help. We have taken the Ten Commandments out of our courtrooms. We're saying, God, we don't want you. We have taken moral absolutes and thrown them right out the window in this country. Truth lies in the street. Jesus says, because this iniquity is going to grow worse and worse, he says, the love of many shall wax cold. Now, the word wax cold is the word psycho in the Greek. But you know how it's spelled? Psycho. He said, if you're waxing cold, you're going psycho. In other words, it's almost crazy to operate outside the Word of God. It's almost crazy to try to go with the world system rather than Him. It is a love that's growing cold. You know how it's done? By chilling breeze, by frigid temperatures. Because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Now, love is not naturally cold. Love is warm and is passionate. And the object of our love should be Jesus. The objects of our love should be the things of God. Church, I want to warn you under the heading, the diagnosis of the common cold. No one here is exempt from catching a common cold. No one is exempt from going cold on the Lord. That's the diagnosis. Number two, there are the dangers of the common cold. Preacher, the cold is dangerous? Oh, yes. With lawlessness abounding, with sin being promoted on every hand, love can grow cold. Preacher, what do you mean? With same-sex marriages being allowed in our nation, no longer do we, a lot of people have a problem with it. It has just been accepted and has become the norm. Abortions are approved. We no longer resist. Secret adulterous relationships abound in every office, in churches, in our pulpits. God forbid. And we have become so accustomed to hearing about so-and-so's cheating on so-and-so, nothing shocks us anymore. In fact, because of all the soap operas you watch, it just becomes very normal to know someone is cheating on someone else. It seems like alcohol and drug abuse is commonly reported on the news, and it's not even a big deal anymore. There's murders and mayhem. They'll talk about how many died in Afghanistan and how many died in Iraq, but to tell you the truth, there was more died on the streets of Detroit this week then died in Afghanistan. But we won't even talk about that. Why? Because it's the norm. You see, we have become a people who are accustomed to the coldness of this world. Jesus said, giving Paul the instruction to write in 2 Timothy 3:3, that evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse. Paul also went on to write, he said, for that day shall not come except there be a great falling away first. God help us not to fall away. But friend, when sin is prevalent, love is prone to diminish. These sins and these wicked, heinous things that we become accustomed to, they have a chilling effect on our love and our heart for the Lord. What are the dangers of the common cold? Number one, it discourages our heart. Seems like when I've took the common cold before, my heart kind of gets out of rhythm and it beats faster, it beats slower, it stops and starts. And usually I'll tell my wife, I know I'm taking a cold because my heart jumps around, because it's picked up on something in my system. Because there's coldness in our pulpits and coldness in our pews, and we don't want to talk about it or admit it, we have disguised this coldness and try to cover it up with entertainment. If we can get you entertained and get your toe tapping and preach a message to make you feel good, maybe you won't notice how cold we are. In Isaiah 29, verse 13, wherefore the Lord said, for as much as this people draw near me with their mouth and with their lips do honor me, but have removed their heart far from me, and their fear toward me is taught by the precept of men. In other words, they don't have their heart in worship anymore. Friend, when was the last time you come to church and your heart got in it? Not just your body sitting in it, but your heart got in it. Oh, Lord God, I long to be in services where my heart is moved by the Lord, whether it be by conviction or stirred to a place of worship. I want my heart to feel the blessings of God and my heart to be sensitive to worship God and praise Him and to thank Him. But because of the common coldness of our land, people and churches have removed their heart from worship. Friend, it's okay to give Jesus your heart. You can trust Him with it. He will not hurt you. In fact, Jesus Himself said in Matthew 15 and in verse number 8, this people draweth nigh unto me with their mouth and honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. And friend, when you get cold and hard and callous to the things of God, you will grow cold. The second danger of the common cold is it distracts our obedience. When I get a cold, I don't always think clearly. When I get a cold, I just want to lay down because I'm weak and tired and I don't want to do what I ought to do. You see, that's what a cold will do to you. It will distract you where you won't be obedient. In the book of Ezekiel, chapter 33, and in verse number 30, also, thou son of man, the children of thy people still are talking against thee by the walls and in the doors of the houses, and speak one to another, every one to his brother, saying, come, I pray you, and hear what is the word that cometh forth from the Lord. Boy, that sounds good. What they're saying is, boy, you ought to come hear this preacher preach. You ought to hear Ezekiel. Boy, he's shelling the corn. He's preaching the word. You ought to come hear him. But look again, he says, the children of thy people still are talking against thee. Well, the first thing, come hear the preacher. How's that against him? Verse 31. And they come unto thee as the people cometh, and they sit before thee as my people, and they hear thy words, but they will not do them. For with their mouth they show much love, but their heart goeth after covetousness. In other words, you will hear the word of God and you will say, I like it, but you won't do it. You know why? You've got a common cold. You've been distracted to the point of becoming disobedient to what God says for you to do. Why? Because it's more important to you to get to the steakhouse than it is to get in this altar. You'll stand in the line at the steakhouse for 20 minutes and you won't take 2 seconds to walk down to an old-fashioned altar and give your heart to the Lord in worship. And go and tell everybody, we had a good service today. But if the preacher got done a little earlier, I wouldn't have had to stood here so long. No, if you'd have gotten this altar to start with like you should have, you wouldn't have been in that mess to start with. The problem is, you've went to the steakhouse with the common cold, and all you're doing is going to share it with somebody else. James says, be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. I'm going to ask you a question.
If you had a really bad cold, would you take medicine to soothe your symptoms? Would you take some cold remedy to help you feel better? Praise the Lord, you would. People, you want relief from the common cold. But when God says, my people's got the common coldness, their love is waxing cold, you'll say, I doubt it. But the truth is, you know yourself whether you've got this common cold. And you know it is susceptible. We're subject in this church to become a church that's grown cold. Number three, the cold dulls our senses. Now you have five senses. It's taste, touch, sight, hearing, and smell. And wickedness and evil dulls our senses. When I get a cold, I'm not as aware as I should be of the things around me. In fact, I really concentrate more on my symptoms than I do on anybody else. I'm not really aware of all the things around. I just want to worry about me. I want me to feel better. And it dulls my senses. When you are constantly surrounded by evil, and evil seems the norm, you are desensitized to sin. You've become more accepting to the world. You've become indifferent, and to the preaching and the teaching of the Word of God, you have become unresponsive. You are apathetic to the things of God. You don't care. There is no feeling. There is no enthusiasm. You remember a few years ago how excited you were about church, how you were inviting people to the house of God. You couldn't wait to get there, and you were bringing everybody you could with you. But now, where are you? It's all you can do to come back on a Sunday night. There is no feeling and no enthusiasm for the Lord in our churches anymore. David said in Psalm 63 and verse 1, he says, my soul thirsteth after thee, my flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. When I get cold, when I get a common cold, I get thirsty. I drink an awful lot. I'm going to ask you something. Are you cold? Are you thirsty for the things of God? Your senses are being dulled to the things of God. Number four, a cold, a common cold, will destroy your motivation. Sin causes you to get to the place where you no longer desire to work for the Lord. I was preaching in Malachi a week or so ago out of chapter 1, and the priest, the men of God, said this. What a weariness is it? What they're saying is serving the Lord is weariness. You ask somebody how they're doing when they get a cold. Oh, I just don't feel like doing nothing. I've called into work, and all you do is lay there. Hey, amen. I'm froze to death. I'm cold. I'm sicker than a dog. Let me tell you something. It becomes a weariness to serve God when you get cold. Anybody remember that old commercial about it's time to make the donuts? You know, whatever it was, Krispy Kreme or Dunkin' Donuts, you know. He got up and oh, time to make the donuts. That's the way some of you, I watched this morning how y'all come in. Oh, time to go to church. You ought to get up and say, glory to God, I get to go to church today. Number five, the dangers of the common cold, it will draw others away. Did you know the common cold is very contagious? You get it by contact with others. You ain't careful, you hang around sin long enough, it'll cause you to get cold. You stay around cold people long enough, you'll get cold. Because we know we get it by contact. And Lord God, we don't want it. Because we know how miserable it makes us feel. You know, we're the same with our churches. We come in here cold to the things of God. We got the common cold. We just sit here, scratching throat, hacking cough, spiritually speaking. Cough all over somebody. Go fellowship with them. Hey, man, I'm telling you something. Somebody ought to wash their hands. You ought to wash your hands of the world. Wash your hands of sin and corruption and pollution, amen. And the contact we need to have is with heaven. The contact we ought to have is with Jesus. The contact we need to have is with the Holy Ghost and with the Lord God in heaven. That's who we ought to be in contact with and not draw others away. That is the dangers of the common cold. Number three, How is there deliverance from the common cold? Well, most physicians will tell you there is no known real cure to the common cold. But I think Jesus gave it to us. In Matthew 24:12, he said, "Because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved." Now, that does not mean, like you do, just put up with it. That does not mean to live with it. It means to fight it. Most people have decided just to live with it. I've got a cold, I'm just going to live with it. I'm not going to go see the doctor. You ever done that? I'm tough. I can handle this common cold. My system will beat it out sooner or later. Huh? I don't need no medicine. I want no help. No, I'm tough. Let your wife testify, sir. Let her tell how you said, "Honey, I can't get off the couch. Bring me a glass of water. Help me, I'm about to die." Huh? Let her tell what a big baby you really was when you got the common cold. "No, ma'am, that's all right. You can sit back down." They're dying to jump up and share that, amen? What about Daniel in Babylon? Don't you think Babylon was cold to the things of God? Daniel was surrounded by the common cold. He didn't just live with it or put up with it. By faith, he served God in the middle of a cold climate. What about Joseph? He got sold down there into Egypt, into slavery. That was a cold, worldly place, but he was delivered from Egypt. Even though he lived there, he was delivered by his faith. What about Paul in a prison cell? Do you hear him whining and complaining of the symptoms of the coldness of a prison cell situation? Oh, no. He is much encouraged. And why? Because he loves God. His love, glory to God, delivered him from the cold. What about our Savior Jesus Christ? When he went up on the cross of Calvary, suffering for my sins and suffering for your sins, surrounded by those Romans and those priests and those elders who spat on him, who had beat him and scourged him. Do you think in the middle of that cold climate that he caught it? Do you think that he got cold? No! He says, why? Romans 5:20. "But where sin abounded, grace doth much more abound." Hey, when there's wickedness and worldliness and sin all around us, and it looks like woe is me, take heart, church. Where sin abounds, grace doth much more abound. We need to learn to be these things. Number one, we ought to learn to be dependent. We must endure to the end by Jesus Christ. "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." Well, number two, we ought to be diligent. Look at verse 14. "This gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations." Hey, we must be faithful to preach. Boy, if you've ever preached before, boys, preach on now, amen. If you've ever been a prayer warrior before, now is the time to pray in the middle of the common cold. If you've ever praised the Lord before, you ought to praise him this morning. Amen. He's been good to us despite this world's cold conditions, despite the evil and the devil looking like he's winning. God has blessed us abundantly. Bless his holy name. Number three, we must be discerning. Verse 11 says, "Many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many." You ought to be discerning. Don't be deceived by false prophets. Look into the true word of God. Number four, you ought to be dedicated. We live in a world and a society where there is no commitment, no reliability anymore. Hey, are you committed to Jesus? He's committed to me, and I can commit my life to him. Amen. We need to be dedicated. And last of all, we need to be delighting. David said in Psalm 40, "I delight to do thy will, O God." Friend, do you enjoy God's will? Do you enjoy God's work? Do you enjoy God's way? Or are you just trying to get through it? In conclusion, 1 Peter 4:8, listen to this verse. And above all things, have fervent charity among yourselves. For charity shall cover a multitude of sins. That word charity is a good word for love. He says, have fervent love. Have fervent charity among yourselves. For this charity shall cover a multitude of sins. Hey, when the common cold will come on, hey man, he says, just love me. If you just love me, and if you'll just love God's people, it'll be all right. I'll keep you from getting sick. I'll keep you from getting ill. I'll keep you warm. If you were taking the common cold, most time it starts with a sore throat. And only you know when you have sore throat. But for those of you that say, well, I got a sore throat, but it's all right. I can endure. I know I'll get better. I'm strong. It's going to be all right. Usually that sore throat graduates to body aches. And again, only you know. Nobody knows about your body aches. Say, some of you, you're just aching. Got a common cold. But then it graduates to where everybody does knows. You start to sneeze. No, I don't think I'm getting sick. I've just got allergies. And you got allergies, all right. You got allergies to Scripture. You've got allergies to sermons. You got allergies to singing. You got allergies to service. But then that sneezing graduates to where you get sinus trouble. And when you start talking, you don't sound like you. You start sounding like somebody else. Let me tell you what you'll start doing. You'll start missing work. You'll start missing services. I can about guarantee you, somebody says, where's so-and-so? They're home with the cold. The love of many shall wax cold. You ought to look around and say, boys, I'm telling y'all, I've been around some people that's had the common cold. And I think I might have got it by contact. And I ain't got the symptoms yet, but I'm telling you, I'm subject to get it. Lord, I want to go and I want to ask you to wash me. Wash me, God. Don't let me get them germs. I don't want the common cold. I don't want my love to wax cold. Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. All these doctors say there is no cure, but I'm going to tell you there's a great physician that's able today. He can cure this thing, and his name is Jesus. Yes, amen.